edition of the Ringler Settlement Advisors podcast. Today, we're going to talk with Brad Cecil, who is an objective settlement advisor with Ringler. Brad, today, let's introduce you to the audience. Let's talk a little bit about Ringler and really dive into what a structured settlement is. So welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me. Let's talk about structured settlements because it's something that I do every day, I love, and I think is a great investment and a great great item for everyone to have that has ever been injured.
And that's key. This is really to help someone who's been injured, help their family, to really, really make sure that there's enough money set aside for not only current issues, but also a lot of future needs. And oh, by the way, it's tax-free, which I think is pretty cool.
It certainly is. And what I always say is what happens when an attorney calls me and I sit down and meet with the client. And the first thing we talk about is, you know, what is a structured settlement? And it's basically a series of payments that are going to be payable to the person. So instead of them taking a large lump sum, taking all the money in cash, they can take a portion of it over time, and it would all the payments come out tax-free, which works out pretty well. So,
and I would think for a lot of people, I mean, if they're in a significant accident, right, and there is a trial or there is a giant settlement, and all of a sudden they're sitting there with a lot of money, a lot of people just don't know what to do with that. So it can be really, really intimidating. But a structured settlement kind of adds some peace of mind and kind of helps take care of a lot of those issues, right?
It does. It does. And it really, it makes it, if you get that much money, and it's more money than they've ever had in their life, typically.
For most people, yeah.
For almost everyone. And so let's say they get $500,000 and they take the money, you know, what are they going to do with it? Typically, if you look at statistics, 5 years later, that $500,000 is going to be gone for most people.
It's just like the person who wins the lottery and files bankruptcy a few years down the road. You know, people just don't really have a sense for what should I be doing and how do I protect it, right?
Correct.
I mean, what can you use those proceeds for? What really are we trying to cover with it, with all this money?
Yes, they can be used for many things, but primarily you can pay for college in the future. You can have your fixed expenses paid for.
That could be a mortgage. That could be ongoing expenses.
Medical expenses are ideal for it. Example, if you've got wheelchairs that need to be purchased in the future or vans that need to be purchased, all those things can be purchased with a structured settlement that you know you're going to have that money for.
Well, and that's what's kind of interesting because a lot of times you think, okay, I'm going to use this settlement to get a new van and I'm going to be able to get my wheelchair up there or whatever I need to make those changes to make it adaptable. But just like any other car, those do wear out over time. So you got to be thinking way down the road, what happens when I need to get another one? And if I don't have the money available, you're kind of in a bad position. But a structured settlement, again, helps you to think through that and provides that money down the road.
What we usually like to do is sit down and talk with the client and say, what are your needs? What is it you need? What is it you want? And what do we need to plan for the future? The first thing I always tell them is let's pay off all debts that we have. So we've got to pay off our debts, whether it's credit cards, student loans, cars, whatever it is, we want to pay those debts off because you don't want to have future debts when you've been injured and don't have your money coming in like you used to. The second thing I like to say is we've got to have some cash. So you've got to have a certain amount you want to have in cash and you got to have for an emergency and money down the road. Next thing we say is what are those fixed expenses? Is there a way we can build a structure to pay for some of those fixed expenses? Sometimes it might be $2,000 a month. So that $2,000 a month can come to the client tax-free and it would be guaranteed for their lifetime, or it could be for 20 years. You know, we can set it up however we want to.
And that's what I found was really interesting. You guys really have the capability of really customizing this entire, it's not a template. It's not something you just lay down and say, well, here's what it is. You really engage with that client and you kind of understand what they're thinking, what they're concerned about, and what their dreams are for the future, right? And, you know, again, I think you guys provide such a great tool here.
Well, when I can talk to the client and get to know who they are, that's really what's important because we want to find out what those needs and wants are for the future so we can build a plan that makes sense to them. If you don't have a plan and you take the $500,000 without a plan, it's not going to work out for you.
Exactly.
But if we can give them a fixed expenses, take care of all their fixed expenses for the rest of their life, that would be outstanding. I used to call it mailbox money.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
If you could have your money coming in every month, $2,000 a month, to pay for your fixed expenses, you're going to feel better about other items.
And again, let's clarify, it's not just a $5,000 settlement. It's for all ranges of settlements.
It can be a $25,000 settlement. It can be a $7 million settlement. There's a large range.
And again, it's not even a $2,000. That you're just using that as an example. It could be, again, whatever the client really needs and what they're thinking about down the road.
Definitely. I mean, you know, investments are something we talk about with them. We talk about trust. Those are items that are important. But we tried to help them build a plan that's going to make them take care of the future. So
that makes a lot of sense. Who should actually be thinking about engaging or enacting a structured settlement? What types of situations? I mean, this isn't just somebody walking in off the street. This is typically somebody who's been injured, right?
People that have been injured and are getting a settlement. So it's the way a structured settlement works is anybody that has a physical injury can get a structured settlement, which is basically tax-free guaranteed payments set up however we want to set them up or they want to set them up.
So this could be somebody who's been in a personal injury situation, so a car wreck or a truck wreck or a motorcycle accident. This could be somebody that was hurt at work and has a significant workers' compensation settlement, right?
Workers' compensation is another area that we definitely deal with. And, workers' comp cases, in my opinion, are perfect for a structure because it's somebody that was making money. They're used to having an income. When you're on workers' comp, you can't work anymore, so you need to replace that income. So we can give them a monthly amount till age 67 or till 70 or for life or whatever they want to, however they want to set it up, that'll replace some of that income when they are no longer able to work. The other thing on workers' comp is medical. You've got to replace your medical. So there's something called a Medicare Savings Account, an MSA. Almost always you want to use a structured settlement to fund that MSA, medical savings account, for future medical.
No,
we do it all the time.
That makes a lot of sense. So why wouldn't I just put the money in the stock market and grow this investment? Why would I not just say, hey, it's a lot of money, I might as well invest it? Everybody says investing money is a great idea.
For some people, that might be the answer. But for many of us, including myself, it's not putting all the money in the stock market is not the right answer. So I think anybody you talk to, you don't want to put 100% of your money in stocks. So I always say with a structure, that should at least be your conservative part of your portfolio. There's not a better way to have your conservative part of your portfolio, in my opinion, than the structured settlement that's guaranteed and tax-free. There's no bank accounts that are going to pay what structures are paying right now. So.
And I love those two words, guaranteed and tax-free.
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic. At the end of the day, I mean, it's about security. It's about the safety, knowing that they've got that money there when they need it. I guess it's peace of mind, right?
I think it's definitely peace of mind, and it's having a plan that you know you're going to have some of those expenses taken care of in the future, and knowing that 5 years from now, you're still going to have money coming in from this settlement. It's still going to be there for you. You can make some bad decisions with your investments. You can spend all the money that's in your investment account, but you still got that structure that's going to pay you X dollars a month for the rest of your life or for 20 years or whatever it is that we have, plan to set up for you.
And I know we've talked a little bit about it throughout this discussion, but talk to us about your first meeting with a client. And you're going to be called in typically by the injury attorney handling the client's case. But what is that first meeting like?
It's basically sitting down and finding out what those wants, needs, and what is it that the person is worried about. A lot of times that first meeting might be at a mediation. Mediation, we have a lot of downtime. And I'm able to sit there with the injured party and talk to them about, what is it you want to do if you get this settlement? What is it you need to do? Who do you want to pay off? What items do we want to pay off? Are there people that might want some of this money? And that's a big deal. That's where structure is a huge deal, where if you've got $1 million, all of a sudden you've got 25,000 friends out there that have problems and needs. If you structure it out and you've only got $200,000, then you don't have as much for them to go after. So
it kind of it kind of protects, and it takes that feeling of, wow, I should really help Johnny. I really wish I could help Johnny, and suddenly you're the ATM.
Exactly.
And that's a bad situation to be in. When should an attorney engage you or, you know, start really, really going, oh, I need to bring you into this conversation?
The earlier, the better. Some of my attorneys bring me in, you know, months before a mediation might happen. And sometimes I'll actually talk to the client prior to the mediation. Love to do that. Love to meet them. The more I can know about the client, the better.
Well, you might recognize something and go, oh, wait a minute. You know, you talked about this a while back, but we're not considering it right now. We need to bring that back into the mix. I mean, because that can change things, right?
There are times where attorneys will call me in because there might be some government benefit issues, Medicaid, Medicare, things like that. Could it be that we need a special needs trust? The special needs trust is something we want to get that brought into before we even go to the mediation, discuss it so the client understands how that works. And the reason a person would want a special needs trust is they're on Medicaid. We don't want them to lose their Medicaid benefits. If you get a $100,000 settlement and you're on Medicaid, you could lose all your Medicaid benefits. So we need to do planning ahead on that to make sure they don't lose those benefits.
And that's a big part of your role, is to really think through those. And you've got the training, you've got the experience, you've got the expertise to really sit down and work all through those different scenarios to make sure that, you're maximizing things for the client.
We do, and it's something that I've been fortunate to work over the years, and it's worked out great to be able to help the injured party and help the attorney some, because the attorneys don't want that money gone either, and they want them to keep them on their benefits. Those are very important items for the attorney as well. So,
and a lot of times, I think when you win a big settlement for a client, I mean, there's some hope that that's going to be there for these ongoing medical expenses. I mean, that's, you know, and if you blow those early, well, the situation still hasn't changed. Those benefits, I mean, those medical bills are still coming in, and there's a lot of times when if they're not working with a structured settlement, there's a good chance that, we're out of money, and that really doesn't have to happen.
It doesn't have to, and that's where, you know, sit down, planning, understanding, making an informed choice with their structured settlement is what I always like to say. They can't make an informed choice if they don't understand what a structured settlement is, which most people don't. They don't understand what it is. It's not something you look up on the, you know, you talk about on a regular basis. So,
well, now you're based out of Louisville, Kentucky, but where, you know, who can you work with? I mean, do you just deal with people here in Jefferson County, or?
Now, Kentucky is by far my largest area, but I work with people in, you know, in Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois.
So you're not
Tennessee.
Limited. Your market is really not limited. If somebody's got a situation where they need to speak with someone like you, they can pick up the phone and call you.
I definitely can. In today's world, we do a lot on Zoom, but I'm looking forward to the time when we can go back out on mediations, and I'm happy to travel around and meet with people. So do it all the time.
That's outstanding. If someone does want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Probably phone is always the easiest. My phone number is 502-499-2086. Email is bcecil@wrenglerassociates.com, all one word. And our website is wrenglerassociates.com as well.
So. And that's just R-I-N-G-L-E-R. associates.com. And friends, if you're listening to this and there's a bunch of paragraphs down below the player where, you know, on your device, those are called show notes. And I'll make sure that I put Brad's contact information there in the show notes. So if you didn't catch it this time, you'll be able to go back and there'll be a link to all that information for you. Brad, as we kind of wrap this up, let's talk about, you know, some of the things that you've always told me. There's one point in the day that you really just smile. And that's because somebody's probably worked with you in the past and you just happen to bump into them somewhere.
It's some of the most rewarding times are when I hear from a attorney, and sometimes it's a client too that is looking to make an address change or a beneficiary change, and they call and we talk, and they just say, "Gosh, I'm glad I really set this structured settlement up." I mean, they're, you know, some of these people are getting monthly payments for life, or they may be getting lump sums every 5 years, whatever the case might be, but. When you hear those stories and people are thankful that they did it, it really makes you feel good about what you do.
Man, what a great calling, what a great profession to be in, where you're simply there to help. And it really comes down to that. I mean, it doesn't cost them anything to involve a structured settlement. It doesn't cost them anything to have that security and that peace of mind. And that's what I love about this. This simply works for the benefit of the injured victim and his or her family.
Couldn't agree any more with you. So.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to this episode. And if you're an attorney, and once again, you don't have to be here in Kentucky. You can be pretty much anywhere in the country. And Brad, you know, can get on the phone with you, get on a Zoom call, exchange some emails with you, and he can help you think through those situations, work through those situations, actually get involved in the client case that you're currently working on. So I want to thank you from the Ringler Settlement Advisors podcast. Today, once again, we spoke with Brad Cecil, an objective settlement advisor with Ringler. And just remember, Brad's here to help you and your clients to make informed decisions.